6:43. Thank you for tuning into 107.5 Today FM, and thank you, Darcy Kennedy, for getting up early. How are you this morning?
Hey, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. No, I'm just totally lying. There's no bushiness.
I guess some people close to you know why I've probably got you in here today. You're doing your last day with the Cranbrook Professional Firefighters tomorrow.
Yeah. Wednesday's my last day. It's been a great career, but it's time to, as they say, ride off into the sunset.
Really good. You came here from Kelowna some 30 years ago, you were saying.
Yeah. I came here in 87 and had a fire protection company for a number of years. And I'd been involved with the fire service in Kelowna as an auxiliary. And you never really got out of my system in that, eh? And you know what? I took one more shot at it. And I was lucky enough to get on as an auxiliary back in 93. And then became a career firefighter in 96.
So the fire protection company said, would you locate to Cranbrook? Did they tell you to go here?
It was my own business. And Cranbrook really didn't have that type of industry at that point. They had different groups that would do different things in that, eh? But my particular company could do fire alarm, sprinklers, suppression systems, emergency lights, extinguishers. It was a good gig. It was either here or Prince George. And I took a shot in the dark and threw a dart at a map, and that's why I came to Cranbrook.
Boy, a life decision just like that.
Yeah. Pretty maverick at the time.
Something firefighters do, and some more than others, and police do the same thing. They get involved with community, and that's something you've taken very seriously over time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the thing about Cranbrook. I think it's the breath and the heart of Cranbrook is the fact that people, when you move here, you get involved. Because the fact we are a smaller community, and you see a real direct impact of your efforts. And of course, then I met my lovely wife, Laura. I mean, she's community through and through. So even if I didn't want to, I wouldn't have had a choice.
So Laura called the fire protection company, and she needed the house checked. How does that story go, if you're allowed to tell it?
Well, you know what? Actually, I joined the Chamber of Commerce, and I had met her, but didn't really, you know, I mean, it would have been very brief. But I knew a friend of hers and used to come out and watch baseball, and one thing led to another, and you know, I saw her playing first base, and I thought to myself, you know, kind of interesting. And one thing led to another, and we went on one date, and then we were never apart after that.
Isn't that
literally
interesting?
Yeah.
And you never thought of moving back to Kelowna, or I guess Laura wouldn't live there or something like that?
No, here's the thing about it. I had an opportunity to go back to Kelowna in that day, and there was some I would basically say I had an opportunity to move into the fire service there. And I told the guys at the time, I said, you know what, I've met this redhead and I really have got roots in the community. And that's the thing about it is we live literally in the best area of BC. If you like the outdoors, which we do and we love, you literally can't have a better deal than Cranbrook.
As a former Kelownaite, though, has it grown too fast?
Oh, it's insane. We were just recently down there in that, eh? And it's, you know, I don't even recognize it anymore.
Are your parents still with us, Darcy?
Yeah, they are. In fact, they live right across the alley from us. They just celebrated we moved into Cranbrook here about, 10 years ago. Yeah. And they just celebrated their 88th birthday. And still with us and kicking and keeping an eye on me and telling me everything I'm supposed to be doing. So, it's great. Like I say, I am super lucky.
Not to sensationalize, but is there any particular fires that really come to mind for me living here? The Maymay's restaurant fire was probably the largest one I've seen here. But are there any fires?
When I look back over the years, like the Tudor House, which is the old hotel and that, that one, the Windsor Arms, I can remember that one because part of the ceiling decided to have it attack me and put me on the ground and covered me up. And one of the young guys had to dig me out. So, that one sticks in my head big time. Window World was a huge one. Auto Masters, the Ranch Home Center was my 40th birthday. I still remember that on top of an aerial ladder driving water. And it was funny, that thing was putting out about 1,000 gallons a minute. And I would move the nozzle, like 10 feet. And where it was dark, as soon as the nozzle would move away, it would just turn red. It was like, it was such a huge fire. I think the thing about it is we always try to remember the real large fires. The ones that I think stick with me more are some of the more smaller ones where we're able to make, get in, make a fast knockdown, make a fast grab in that. Those are the ones I think that, where we've contained. We don't a fire service is, I think, sometimes judged by our large fires. But really, I think what I'm most proud of is that we get them and we keep them small.
Yeah, that's why we,
fast response.
That's what I was saying with introducing the topic. I thought I don't want to sensationalize it, but just because people bring those back to memory.
Oh, yeah.
It must be rewarding when you're helping people, too, although they're stressed out. When you go to a home that's on fire, obviously, people are in a stressed state.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, and that's the thing about the fire service is we're trying to bring the calm to the chaos. Right? Us getting excited doesn't do anything. You know, you're having your worst day, and we always remember that, and we want to try to make it the best we can. But, you know, I always liken it to the other industries. You know, when a garbage guy comes around the corner and sees garbage cans, he doesn't get all excited, like, oh, there's garbage. You know, firefighters don't come around the corner and go, oh, there's fire. It's like, okay, yeah, this is what we have, and then we fire into our systems, and we go into our procedures, and we trust our training. And that's such a huge part of our job is training.
Right. Have you slept with a scanner by your bed most of your life then?
Yeah.
Or a buzzer?
Yeah,
I guess,
radio. Yeah, pager radio in that, and our cell phones in that, my wife can attest to that. You know, middle of the night it goes off, and because that's the thing about it, there's four guys working all the time, and to work a structure fire, you know, at a minimum we need probably about 16 guys, so everybody comes from home. So the thing about it is trust me, there's times where it's like, you know, minus 10 out and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you're tired and you're like, oh man, but you know, it's your brother's on the line and they need you. So you go, and that's what makes this department work.
Communication has changed a lot in between as well. I'm sure there were no cell phones even when you got going in this business. There wasn't when I started in radio, and that's changed things a lot too, hasn't it?
Dramatically, yeah. I mean, just technology as a whole, thermal imaging cameras and that, you know, even the way our engines were. I mean, the very first trucks still were, you know, standard trucks and that. Now they're all automatics, tremendous amounts of computerization, tremendous amount of technology and information sharing now. If we're interested about something to do with a new technique or a new hose lay or a new foam application, man, we can get on the internet and not only just find some YouTube videos or some manufacturer's information, we can track other departments that are using it, and then you can have a face-to-face conversation with a guy through Zoom to say what works for you. So we can bring things on stream like tremendously quick.
That's been our lead up though, talking about the conversation and looking back on your career. But that's what's happened the last few days.
Yeah, you know what? The department has just launched. It's an exciting initiative. We've updated our new command and control system, and is how we manage fires and incidents, really, I should say, not just fires, but incidents, and also how we track our manpower in that. It's a North American system. It's used in most of the larger departments in that. And the reason smaller departments haven't used it is there's a little glitch to do with manpower. And we found a workaround that we believe, we're confident, is going to work. And so over the last, it's been about a year and a half in the implementation of it. COVID, surprise, put everything on the back burner because that really changed the department and our city and that. But yeah, for the last 6 months, we've been literally pedal to the metal with it, eh? And we launched it about 4 o'clock yesterday. So what does it mean to the citizens of Cranbrook? You'll see no change. But internally in our department, it really is a great tool for our guys to work with to make things safer. And in the eventuality of a really major issue where our guys get in trouble, we have a much better way of tracking our manpower.
What a good feeling for you to wind up your career by doing something like that right at the very end.
Oh, it's huge, man. Yeah. It's a legacy project, and it's been a tremendous amount of work, but it's, you believe in it because you see the impact, eh?
Is there anybody still there when you started 30 years ago?
You know what? Dan McKinnon, our deputy chief. Yeah, I'm the senior guy on the floor, but Dan McKinnon, who's our deputy chief, Danny started before me, so he is literally the old dog of the department.
And he'll know that tomorrow is the luncheon for you, or they're doing
something for you. The voice, yeah, it's quite an honor. Yeah, the boys send you out pretty decent here in this department, so we have luncheon and that, and then, you know, the boys will drive me home in one of the old antique trucks and that, and then, as they say, bye-bye. Hopefully they don't kick me out the door too fast.
What does Darcy Kennedy do when he's not working at the fire department? Are you a fisher or a...
Oh, yeah.
I saw the Pigorama roast you had here the other day, but yeah.
Oh, my God. That was a party and a half. We can't even talk about that on public airways. No, you know what? Kayaking is huge with us. We're quadders. We love to quad in that. We love to camp in that. Laura has a honey-do list of that's basically War and Peace. So, yeah, for the first... You know what? People keep saying, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'm a busy person by nature, but I think for the first little bit, honestly, Dennis, I think I'm just going to decompress.
Yeah.
You know, it's been since 2018, our department has been through lots. And, you know, with the loss of Clayton and then bringing EMR on, I was a lead instructor in that. And that was a major project that we put together in about 6 months. And then other things. And then, of course, COVID hit. And COVID had a dramatic change, not only in how we operated, but how our even our station, we had to split our station in half. It was really, but you know what I was the most proud of is our guys just pivoted. You know, we just updated. We just, you know, there's a saying, you know, improvise, adapt, overcome. And that's exactly what happened. And I was never more proud of our guys and Marianne, who's the glue of our department. She's the mom and our leadership. And that's the one thing about it is, you know, people say, like, I'm 59. Why'd you stay so long? Because I loved what I did. And I love, and we got great people, and we got great management. And when you're in that type of situation, it's not work, and it's who we are, you know. But it's a really good environment, and that's been hard fought to get there. Because when I first started, it wasn't so warm and fuzzy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but in 05, when Chief Price came on board, he made some major changes, and then it's just. It just carried on from there.
I'm sure many would like to say thank you, so I'll do that for the ones that can't because we're just on a 10-minute radio interview here. But thank you for telling your story. Thank you for making me feel welcome in this community, too, but very involved. Anything else while we've got
you? No, you know what? Hey, real fast shout-out. The firemen are doing their bash. Was it on the 22nd and that? Tickets, I think we like sold 90% of our tickets already. So it's a great time, great costumes, great food, and it's a great fundraiser for muscular dystrophy and the Professional Firefighters Burn Fund. Darcy Kennedy, peace.
Thank you so very much. Darcy Kennedy, the story of a firefighter comes in from Kelowna, makes a life in Cranbrook.